podcast of Universal Otter Eats. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today my heart is a little somber. I made a mistake and want to say I'm sorry. That's what people of faith do. As we begin our practice today in the book of Sirach, we're in chapter 19. With verse 24. Better are the God-fearing who have little understanding than those of great intelligence who violate the law. Today, Sirach is sharing with you the importance of being God-fearing, even if one has little understanding, as opposed to those who may have great intelligence but choose to violate the law. For being God-fearing means having a deep respect and reverence for God and living in accordance with His teachings and commandments. And we come to understand that life is about recognizing that there is a higher power at work in our existence while striving to live a life that is pleasing to Him. Naturally, we do make mistakes in this endeavor, and we always seek to say, "I'm sorry," rather than disobey the law of the Lord and fight back without grace, unable to grow or learn. While intelligence is certainly a valuable trait, it is not the ultimate measure of a person's character. A person may be highly intelligent, but if they choose to violate the law and live a life of disobedience, their intelligence becomes meaningless. On the other hand, someone with little understanding who is God-fearing and obedient to His will is living a life that is truly fulfilling and meaningful. God-fearing individuals understand the importance of humility, obedience, and living a life of integrity. They know that it is better to follow God's guidance and trust in His plan rather than relying solely on their own intellect and understanding. In contrast, those who violate the law may think that they are above the rules and can live according to their own desires and whims. However, they will ultimately face the consequences of their actions and may find that their intelligence cannot save them from the judgment of God. I urge you to prioritize your life to be God-fearing above all else. Trust in God's wisdom and guidance, and live a life that is pleasing to Him. In doing so, you will find true peace, fulfillment, and blessings beyond measures. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Sirach 19. Our practice this morning is in verse 24. One stanza poem, it's ongoing, it's titled, Understanding Little, Okay. Those who fear God are better. Understanding little, okay. Intelligence great are law violators. Fear God not. They destroy instead of obey. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's February 27, 2024. I'm recording this morning at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's up with the angels. Validation of this morning's love of sharing Jesus as your Savior and knowing that forgiveness is real. To just say you're sorry and learn to overcome the injustice of anger and bitterness and distrust. Sometimes we want our community to pray for our intentions. Lord, you know what they are. And we ask those who are prayerful people to do that. And sometimes we don't mean to disrupt the lives of others' privacy. But we are seeking God's help in love and faith and hope in His grace, that ability to overcome all things covered by the mantle of Mary to accomplish the will of God, the truth of her Son in salvation. Amen. So we close today at 7:11, being fearful of our Lord, being respectful of our Lord, being forgiving, knowing when to say we are sorry, telling our beautiful soulmates how much we love them. Tony, I love you so much. May the grace of God give us peace in our hearts at all times as we seek to love and do His will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you, my soulmate in Christ, so much. God bless you and have a wonderful day in His truth. So we close at 7:11 as we often do, in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The only way to know everything about life is to know Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Be forgiven as He forgives. Peace be with you.